Okay, a very special welcome to all of you tuning in tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We're here in the Quicken Loans Studios. And if you are a basketball fan and follower, you definitely will want to stick with us for the next 2 hours as we have got you covered with some college and some NBA talk. But before I introduce our first guest, we always like to extend an invitation to join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports and eRadioSports.com. Now this evening, we're going to open up our conversation talk some NBA. I am very anxious to get some answers on the who, what, why with the OKC Thunder, and I want to extend a warm welcome to Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 and the Sports Animal, who I hope is defrosting after that Arctic blast that hit earlier this week. Ah, it's crazy.
It's terrible. Hi, Bobby. Come on. When's the spring rolling around, right? I wish I was outside, like, sunbathing somewhere to be talking hoops with you, but that's okay.
I was in San Antonio last Sunday for the Mavs-Spurs game, and on Saturday I was actually laying out at the pool. It was like, you know, a balmy 82 degrees. The next day it was 30 degrees. It was insane. So fortunately I didn't get sick out of the whole deal, but
I wonder what that's like. When I was driving a few days ago, it was 1 degree. surely we can hit somewhere in the middle there and have fun watching basketball the rest
of the day. I love the Sooner State, but I don't miss those kind of temperatures, Bob.
I understand.
Well, it is a hypnotic time of year, so all NBA teams right now are playing with a sense of urgency as they try to position themselves and close out the regular season. But one of the biggest storylines, I think, with the Oklahoma City Thunder was the addition of Caron Butler, who signed with the Thunder last Saturday. He was in the lineup starting on Tuesday night when you guys hosted the 76ers. What was your impression of him and the impact that potentially that he will have this year?
Well, obviously, more needed now than we thought because of what happened to Thabo Sefolosha the other day. So the Thunder has really kind of enjoyed the luxury, Elissa, of being very healthy since they've moved here from Seattle and never really having to deal with a bunch of starters being out of the lineup. And this year, they've been without three of them for extended periods. Russell Westbrook obviously missed a total of 30 games going through his third knee procedure since getting hurt against the Rockets in the playoffs a year ago. But he's back now and trying to kind of work his way back into the lineup, which I'd say he's done nicely, getting a triple-double in 21 game minutes against the Sixers, which is incredible. But then you have Kendrick Perkins, who's out for at least another month with his groin injury he suffered against Miami and, in fact, had to have surgery right after that. So maybe he's back in a month. Who knows? And then Thabo Sefolosha hurts his calf the other night and limps off the court and goes straight to the locker room. He's out for another month. So all of a sudden, the signing of Caron Butler becomes pretty important because you need him, and you're missing two-thirds or three-fourths of your starting lineup at times. So I think the concern I have on down the line is that the Thunder, once they get their five starters back, they really will have not spent much time on the court together in this second half of the season. So Butler got a huge ovation on Tuesday night, which was surprising to me. There haven't been really that many players that have, you know, joined the Thunder roster from other teams to expect a kind of ovation. He got a superstar-like ovation when he came in with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter against the 76ers, and I think he was even taken aback by it a little bit. I mean, the crowd came to their feet, and you'd have thought LeBron was wearing a Thunder jersey. So I would imagine that had to have made him feel good after the game. He went on and on about it, but he echoed sentiments. I know you've heard, E, your whole time covering the NBA. Everybody talks about the Oklahoma City crowd. It's not just us.
Oh, it's true.
It's what we hear around the NBA, and he said he was quite aware of it. You know, this being his 12th year, he knew about the crowd, but he was pleasantly surprised. And what I thought his funniest line was, he goes, I just picked this team because I wanted to win, and he goes, it was nice to win this game because I haven't won one in a month, because he finished his career with Milwaukee, or his season with Milwaukee, and they lost like 10 or 11 in a row, so he literally had not won an NBA game in a month, so he was pretty happy to get his 26 minutes in his debut for the Thunder. But I think he'll be good. You know how valuable he is. He's kind of a physical guy, 6'7", 228, can play inside, outside, can defend, has always been known as a team guy, can score when he has to. He had a 38-point game for the Bucks earlier this year, but his season average is down around 11. But I think he'll fit in perfectly with these guys, and they obviously have only had a couple of practice days with him to this point, and he'll probably see more and more time as we get going here while these starters are out.
Bob, what specifically, though, does he bring to the table with head coach Scott Brooks and the general manager Sam Presti, you know, to bring this guy on to have an immediate impact? Was it his defensive skill set?
That's what I think it is, because this team, if they've had one big weakness this year, and certainly since the return of Russell Westbrook, it's been their lack of defense. When Russell came back, there was that transition of Reggie Jackson going from starter to the bench, and he did not handle that well at all in terms of his play. There haven't been any disgruntled players or anything, but he played like a guy who didn't know what he was supposed to do and was turning it over, wasn't getting back on defense. They gave up a 44-point quarter to the L.A. Clippers in a home loss. You know, they lost three straight home games, which they haven't done since their first year here from Seattle. They gave up a 42-point quarter to Kyrie Irving and the Cavs at home, and they just were not playing good defense, if there's no other way to say it. So Caron Butler definitely brings that, and I think he showed a little bit of that against Philadelphia, but the 76ers are struggling so much it's kind of hard to tell, really, because they've lost 15 games in a row. But that's what I think he's being counted on more than anything, and he said that after the game. He said, I'll do whatever they ask of me. He said, there's plenty of scorers around here, so I'm going to concentrate on, you know, putting in valuable minutes. It's kind of a big body. He fits in with what these guys want to do, and he can guard taller guys if he needs to, and he can keep up with the younger, quicker guys if need be. So I think he'll be valuable, and he played 26 minutes in his first game, and you know, some people were surprised by that, but he said after the game, he goes, it's not like I don't have my legs under me. I have been playing all year, and I've been playing consistently. You know, he played for the Clippers last year. He was in Phoenix for 3 weeks this year and literally bought a house before being dealt to the Bucks, so had to sell the house and pack up his five kids and take them to Milwaukee.
He shared that in the press conference, yeah.
Yeah, he's from Racine originally, so he was kind of fired up to be in Milwaukee, and that didn't work out, so they buy him out, and he says, now we're in Oklahoma, and we're ready to go for a contender. So he's a pro, and he's in shape. He's ready to go. They're teaching him more and more, probably as we speak, and he'll be pretty valuable, I think, for this team.
Well, Bobby, I certainly loved his countenance and how he came across as a savvy veteran in that first press conference. But the thing that really impressed me the most was just perhaps the leadership, the continued leadership that he's going to be able to bring into OKC. I mean, he was on the roster in 2011 when the Dallas Mavericks won that championship. Now, of course, he wasn't active because he had that ruptured patella tendon. But, you know, to be in that locker room, to spend time around a Dirk or a Jason Terry or a Sean Marion, that type of experience pays big dividends.
Yeah, how can it be bad to have guys with championship experience around, and especially team guys that are pros and can help young guys like Jeremy Lamb, like Reggie Jackson, like Perry Jones from Baylor, who's getting better and better every game, I think, and earning more starts. Andre Robertson is a rookie for the Thunder from Colorado who's playing more. Steven Adams is now starting inside, a rookie from Pitt since Kendrick Perkins is out. So how can it be bad to rub elbows with a guy like 39-year-old Derek Fisher, who has five rings, and even Kendrick Perkins when he's there, who has a ring with the Celtics, and now you got a guy with Caron Butler who's got all that experience and also a championship ring.
Okay, Bobby, we've got to take a quick commercial break at YSR and the Big E Sports Show. We will be right back.